Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today and welcome you to the broadcast. Last week, I was sharing a message with all of you entitled Visions from Eternity, and we'd like to return to that subject. But before I do, as I frequently do, I'd like to take a moment to pray. But before that, I want to read a few verses of Psalm 103, a Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise God. Beloved, this was under the old covenant that David wrote these words, and how much better the new covenant that we live under today, with better promises. But even just sharing these few verses, this encompasses and covers the entire experience of man, the sin nature, the physical body in terms of healing, and even mentally. Sometimes we can be so distraught psychologically and emotionally torn up that we need healing there, healing of memories. And He redeems us from the snare of the fowler, the work of the enemy, and He gives so many bountiful blessings, loving kindness, tender mercies. Sometimes we may not even be aware of all that He does. And so, beloved, recognizing that our God loves us, loves you so much. He's covered every aspect of your life. And I know you may be in a time of real difficulty right now, undergoing tremendous spiritual warfare. And I never make light of that, because when you're in the midst of it, it takes every bit of strength spiritually and sometimes physically just to keep hanging on. And so let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that we can come together in the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, separated by many miles, many in so many different circumstances and situations. But Lord, if we've accepted Jesus, we're part of your family, and you're mindful of every one of us. You know the things we're going through. And Father, I pray for those who are listening now, those who are going through difficult times, especially difficult battles, Lord, where their faith is being tried, they're being tested, it seems, Lord, to the uttermost. Father, I just rebuke discouragement and depression and the feeling of helplessness and hopelessness. I bind those lies of the enemy. And Father, I pray that your anointing, your presence, even as we come to you during this time of the broadcast, Lord, that you are going to minister deeply to our inner man, that you will strengthen us with might. Lord, strengthen those who feel like their strength is failing. And Father, cause them to focus on the goodness of the Lord and the things that are yet in their future. Lord, I know some feel they're so discouraged, they're not even thinking of the future. They just want to get through today. But Lord, you have a hope and a plan for us. You have a good future determined for us. And so, Father, I thank you for hope and faith arising in the hearts of your people. And Lord, just bless and minister to everyone according to their needs, Father, out of your riches, the riches that you have in the realm of your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I mentioned, we have been sharing a subject entitled Visions from Eternity. And as I brought yesterday, or I should say Friday's broadcast to a close, we were talking about the mind of Christ. And we were talking about one of the functions of the mind, that the marvelous human mind that God has given to us, and some of the major functions of that mind are memory and imagination. Memory, of course, is sort of a replay of the things we have experienced in the past, and imagination, however, creates and kind of pre-plays pictures of things that we would love to see happen in our future. And these functions of the mind can be negative or positive. They can be constructive or destructive. Dreams from God, visions from God will bring blessings and miracles. And if they're from the enemy, they'll bring fear and unbelief. And so, beloved, so often, especially the older people get, we all tend to analyze the past, look back at the past, and feel that there's not much ahead of us as we grow older in age. But that also is a lie of the enemy, because as we are serving God in every season of our life, there is purpose, there are divine plans, things that God has planned. Don't be influenced by the world. Sometimes a lot of the worldly mentality has moved over into the church, like bigger has got to be better. Of course, we are to preach the Great Commission, but every soul is so important to the Lord. And you might just be ministering to one person, and yet as far as you're responding in obedience to the Spirit of the Lord, that's all He's asking. So often we think, you know, it's these preachers that have 10,000 in their services. Beloved, it's not that. That's the world's. The world is impressed with things like that. How big, better, how prosperous, how much money, what kind of results. But beloved, the kingdom of heaven is quite different the way of this world. And so we have to understand that God has a plan for you in your present circumstances at this time in your life, and he has preordained, if you will, the path before you. He has a good, perfect, and excellent plan for you. And as we are sensitive to the Holy Spirit, we can choose to walk in the best that He has for us. Now, even when we totally blow it and we make a mistake and we've made a wrong decision and we feel we've just totally failed the Lord and failed ourselves and failed others, God nevertheless is able to bring good even out of our mistakes. Amen. He's able to do that. All things work together for good. All things is pretty comprehensive. That even covers all the stupid mistakes we all have made, right? So the point is, don't let past sorrows, the adversity you may be going through now, paralyze your pursuit of things that you feel that God wants you to accomplish or do. You know, weeping may endure for a season, but joy comes in the morning. And so don't be discouraged if you're going through a difficult time right now, because everything will come to pass. In my own life, I've gone through times of great sorrow and crisis and tragedy. Yet, even though that went on perhaps longer than I would have desired, there is a time when that mourning ceases and then joy does come. A new time, a new season comes. And beloved, as we're talking about memory, and I'm talking about your memory, we're to have the mind of Christ, but the mind of and the will of Christ will allow you to use your memories, not only the past mistakes. The point in dwelling in the past is unprofitable because you can't change it. But the things you have learned, the lessons God has taught you, those are important to always keep before you. But also, so often we look at the failures. Think about the past victories that God has given. Think about the times He's answered prayer. And just focusing on that, on those good things, will enable you to courageously enter your future. The choice is yours. Remember David and Goliath? Well, he kind of pre-played from memory his victory over the bear and the lion. lion. And so, beloved, you can use your memory to rehearse past triumphs and the victories God has given you in your mind. They don't have to be humongous victories. It could be, you know, you've just got down to the weight you're supposed to be. All those are important. There's nothing unimportant to the Lord as far as your life is concerned. And the prophet Isaiah commanded this principle of forgetting. And you might say, well, where's that, Sister Glass? Well, Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. The Lord is speaking prophetically. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So God is he never gets tired. He's a God of infinite creativity and imagination. Just think, he imagined the whole world before he spoke it into existence. He imagined you and your life before you came into being. And so, you know, even the New Testament talks about that. Paul says in Philippians 3, 13 and 14, we're to forget those things that are behind and press on to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so let's not dwell on the past, but let's utilize our memory, that God-given gift that the Lord has given us, that capacity and function of the human mind, to focus on the good things. And even those things that were not good, the bad times, what did you learn? There were wonderful lessons that we learn out of those seasons of weeping. And sometimes it seems we have to go through that in order to move on into a higher place in the Lord. Praise God. Well, my time is rapidly coming to a close. And as always, I must bring the broadcast to a close, but not without inviting you to write and share your prayer requests. If I just sometimes wish I had more time on the broadcast, because my heart so yearns and reaches out to those who are suffering, because I know what it is to go through difficult times, and to go through those times, it seems like you may be totally alone, although you've got the Lord. And so I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I will pray and confirm receipt, but I do ask if you like a personal ministry to enclose your mailing address. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.